Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Okay, how many of you still have your Christmas tree up? I do. And it's not because I haven't had time to take it down, although that is true. It's because I read this article by Charlie Wurzel for The Atlantic called "The Case for Keeping Up Your Christmas Tree Until March." He explained that, quote, "The decision to take down our holiday decorations after New Year's is an arbitrary act of seasonal austerity," unquote. We love Christmas lights. We put lights on the tree. We put them up in our windows, and we cover the outside of our homes with lights. We see Christmas lights on trains and even cars. Lights illuminate our business and our neighborhood. They're a symbol of Christmas. They're also a reminder of Christ. John tells us that Jesus is the light of the world. When we look at the lights on our Christmas tree, in our homes and on the streets, the lights remind us how Jesus is the light in our lives. This light has been with us since the beginning of time. On God's very first day of creation, God said, "Let there be light." God created light to bring order to the chaos that covered the earth. In John, the light brought by the Word, by Jesus, brings order into the chaos of our lives. Light and darkness are used in the Bible as metaphors for good and evil, order and chaos, security and danger, joy and sorrow, truth and untruth, life and death, salvation and condemnation. Have you ever had the lights suddenly go out? Maybe in a storm or a power failure. What's the first thing you do? You look for a flashlight or a candle. Even a tiny candle can dispel the darkness of a room. This little candle allows us to see so that we don't trip or fall. Sometimes we may feel like we're sitting in the darkness of our lives, even when there's light outside. I mean, just go to Facebook or pick up a newspaper or turn on the evening news. Sometimes it feels like we can't see anything but darkness. This is why Jesus, the light of the world, promises that he who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus' light prevents us from tripping and falling in our lives. Have you ever worried you're not a good enough Christian? We may worry we can never measure up. This text reminds us is we can't be Christ. True, we're to follow Christ, but we're supposed to be like John the Baptist, who told everyone about Christ's light and love in the world. So then, how can we be like John and point to Christ? We can show that light in our everyday lives. The way we speak and the ways that we act can either point others to God's grace, or it can turn others away from our community in the church. Do we greet the stranger, visit the sick, and care for those in need? Do these ways show our lives have been changed by God's love for us, by our light that banishes our darkness? Have we taken the time to do something for the people in our lives that would say, you are God's gift, and I see God's light in you? John reminds us that Christ's message was not well received in his time, and it's really not well received in ours either. Sometimes we choose darkness. Think about the way the gospel has been used to justify war, slavery, misogyny, patriarchy, violence, homophobia, or to oppress those who are seen as outcast. Even those who claim to know the Bible do not always understand how God's light came into the world. Too often, we don't want to know God's light. It's too disruptive. It's easier to stumble around in the dark. Now, if we're tempted to kind of look side-eyed at that neighbor who still has their Christmas lights up outside in July, the writer for The Atlantic tells us why we need to keep those lights shining. Quote, "The most important part of the holiday season has little to do with any one day or gift. It's about a change in spirit, one that urges us to take a moment to reflect during a dark and cold stretch of the year. It's a time of year that reminds us to be hopeful and focus on joy where we can find it. I'm not sure why that attitude needs to die on January 1st, unquote. I agree with them. We could all use a bit of Christmas light throughout 2026. Maybe it would nudge us to ask. As I hear the gospel proclaim that Jesus, the light, is more powerful than any darkness, is there something going on in my life right now that needs the Lord's light? Jesus tells us that we too reflect his light. Where will you shine your light? Where might you step out of your darkness into your light? Remember, just one little candle can light up a whole room. So, dear church, come to this table of grace, then go and be the light. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Please rise for the hymn of the day.